Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, April 1st. I'm Mark Daniels. Major League Baseball's big opening day on Monday included the Milwaukee Brewers hosting the Atlanta Braves before the sixth largest crowd ever at Miller Park. And the Brewers score a 2-0 victory. Aramis Ramirez with a two-run double in the fourth inning. More than enough for Yovani Gallardo and the pitching staff that combined on a five-hit shutout. Gallardo went six innings, allowing four hits for the win.
You know, going into the game today, I was just really focused on just moving the ball around and keeping it down in the zone. Obviously, you know, those guys have a good lineup. You know, you really gotta be careful and make pitches.
Brandon Kinsler, Will Smith pitched the seventh and eighth. Francisco Rodriguez on instead of last year's closer Jim Henderson to work the ninth. Gave up a hit, but fan two to pick up the save. Interesting day for Ryan Braun, returning from his suspension last year for performance-enhancing drugs, but he got a nice ovation before his first at-bat.
You know, it was special. It was an emotional moment for me, I think. Kind of allowed the adrenaline and emotion of the moment to take over and had a pretty horrendous at-bat. Swung at some pitches that I typically don't swing at, but something that I'm very thankful for and very appreciative of.
Braun would later get a base hit, steal a base, score a run, made some catches in his new position of right field. The appreciative fans, no surprise for manager Ron Renicke.
Outstanding, and I'm really glad that it was that way. I saw in spring training how the people that came down to watch us, you know, applauded for him, and that's what I expected, and these people here are great. You know, I said all along, we're very forgiving people, and we should be.
Brewers will send Kyle Loesch to the mound in Game 2 of the season and the series Tuesday night at Miller Park. A couple of other National League Central Division teams win with shutouts. The Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Chicago Cubs 1-0 in 10 innings for the only second time since 1965. Game ends and a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 10th in a scoreless game. Neil Walker delivering the big blow. Says that was a nice follow-up to last year's playoff run for the Bucks.
This was a special day. This was a really special day for this team, this organization. Come a long way. Last 20 years have been, a tough thing, and to get to where we are now over the last couple years is pretty amazing.
And the St. Louis Cardinals open with a 1-0 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. Yadier Molina with a home run in the seventh inning. Adam Wainwright and four relievers combine on a three-hitter. Wainwright using last October as motivation.
I'll tell you what I thought of going into the game, and it didn't have anything to do with expectations from any media outlet or a fan source. It was me wanting to go out there and set the tone better than I did in the World Series.
I think you did. Washington Nationals beat the New York Mets 9-7 in 10 innings. Anthony Rendon, a three-run home run in the top of the 10th. The Miami Marlins beat the Colorado Rockies 10-1. Former Brewer Casey McGee back from a stint in Japan. Couple of doubles, four runs batted in. And San Francisco beat Arizona 9-8. It was Buster Posey hitting a two-run home run in the top of the ninth inning. American League had the Tigers beat the Royals 4-3. One-time Brewer Alex Gonzalez with a walk-off RBI single. Baltimore shades Boston 2-1. White Sox get two home runs from Alejandro Diaz in a 5-3 win over the Twins. The Rays over the Blue Jays 9-2. Cleveland beats Oakland 2-0. Both runs in the top of the ninth. Another ex-Brewer delivers. Niger Morgan go-ahead sacrifice fly. Seattle beat the Angels 10-3, scoring six runs in the ninth inning. Rough start to the year for Angels hitting coach Don Baylor. He was catching Vladimir Guerrero, who was signed on a one-day contract to retire as an Angel, throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. Baylor, trying to make the grab, breaks his leg. He'll have surgery on Tuesday. An interleague game to start the season. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Texas Rangers 14-10. Jimmy Rollins with a grand slam home run. Cliff Lee gives up 11 hits and 8 runs and gets a win.
I just think that it was definitely an offensive game. You know, I felt like they hit good pitches, and they hit pitches, obviously, that I left over the middle. Fortunately, we just outscored them. It was just an offensive game, you know, just a lot of runs.
And to the NBA, where the Detroit Pistons beat the Milwaukee Bucks at the Palace in Auburn Hills 116-111. Greg Monroe, 28 points, 14 rebounds. Josh Smith had 26, 15 in the fourth quarter when Detroit pushed in front on a 12-0 run. Brandon Knight at 25. Ramon Sessions had 20 for the Bucks. Head coach Larry Drew on another unhappy milestone loss, number 60 on the season.
We took some tough shots. We rushed a lot of quick shots around the basket, missed a lot of easy ones. They got out and they ran on us, you know. But we just didn't finish. We did some really good things for three and a half quarters, and in these type of situations, particularly on the road, you have to be able to finish it off, and we just didn't do it.
Bucks 14-60 on the campaign will be in Miami on Wednesday. The San Antonio Spurs knocked off the Indiana Pacers 103-77. Tony Parker with 22. That is 18 straight victories for the Spurs. Tim Duncan says, yeah, we've got it rolling.
Just playing one way. Keeping the pace up offensively. Defensively, we were solid. I thought Kawhi did a great job staying up in Paul making him work for every point.
Loss hurts the Pacers because the Miami Heat beat the Toronto Raptors 93-83. Now the Heat in front of the Pacers by percentage points for the top record in the Eastern Conference. Charlotte beat Washington 194. It was Atlanta 103. Philadelphia 95. Bulls beat the Celtics 94-80. Clippers over the Timberwolves 114-104. Sacramento Kings beat the New Orleans Pelicans 102-97. DeMarcus Cousins with 35. Carmelo Anthony has 34 as the Knicks beat the Jazz 92-83. Remain one game behind the Hawks for the eighth playoff spot in the East. Memphis over Denver 94-92. College basketball highlighted by Kiefer Sykes, junior guard from the Green Bay Phoenix, named to the Associated Press honorable mention All-American squad. Just the third Green Bay player in program history to be named an All-American, joining Tony Bennett and Jeff Norgard. Sykes, the Horizon League Player of the Year, averaged 20 points and nearly 5 assists a game for the Horizon League champions. The Marquette Golden Eagles have interviewed Duke assistant coach Steve Wojciechowski as they search for a successor to Buzz Williams, who left to take the Virginia Tech job. There's also a report Marquette may be interested in Tennessee head coach Quanzo Martin. NIT semifinals are set for Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden. Clemson against SMU, Minnesota against Florida State. NCAA regional finals had the UConn Huskies and Notre Dame Fighting Irish advance to the Final Four with undefeated records. UConn now 38-0, 69-54 win over Texas A&M, seventh straight trip to the Final Four for Gino Auriemma's Huskies. And Notre Dame gets to 36-0 with an 88-69 win over Baylor. Stanford will meet North Carolina, Maryland, and Louisville in the other regional finals on Tuesday night. There were four games in the National Hockey League on Monday night. The Ottawa Senators beat the Carolina Hurricanes 2-1 in a shootout. New Jersey Devils over the Florida Panthers 6-3. Big night for Travis Zajac, comes up with his first career hat trick.
The wingers were on it tonight. They were giving me the puck, and I think I had more chances this game than I've had in a while. But sometimes they go in for you in bunches, and hopefully they continue.
Anaheim Ducks beat the Winnipeg Jets 5-4 in overtime. Minnesota Wild over the LA Kings 3-2. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.